各位尊敬的奉献者们，大家好，请接受我谦卑的礼拜，一切的荣耀归于 Srila Prabhupada。今天我们很荣幸继续邀请到 Asita Krishna Swami Maharaj，继续来给我们讲述，就是 Vrindavan Lila。那这个章节是瓦坛的第十篇第十六章，Krishna。惩罚卡利亚蛇。Maharaj, are you there?
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Jai Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj, Yes.
We'll start the kirtan.
Yes. So Maharaj, would you chant Jaya Radha Madhava first?
Yes. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Kupirana Vallabha Girivaradha Jaya Radha Madha Kunja Vihari Kupirana Vallabha Girivaradha Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradha Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhani Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhani Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhani Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jana Vallabha Nivarana Yasodanandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yasodanandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhana Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivardhana Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Jaya Rama, Madhava Rama, Madhava Rama, Rama Jaya Radha, Shama Sunda, Radha. Rama Sundara Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Gauranita Jaya Gauranita Gauranita Jaya Gauranita Jaya Giri Govardhana Jaya Giri Govardhana Jaya Giri Govardhana Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Om, Hari Om, Jada Madhav, Jada Shyam Sundar, Jada Gidhari Ki Jai, Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Dantras, Dantras, Bhagavatam Ki Jai,
Jai,
Om Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayana Namaskritam Devim Saraswati Vasudevaya Ashtaprayasu Vatrisu Nityam Bhagavata Sarva Vachala Pangul Sri Guru Dinatharan Sri Paramananda Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Can you hear?
Yes. Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. Thank you, all of you.
谢谢所有的奉献者。
So welcome to this evening satsang program.
很欢迎，很感谢所有的奉献者来参加今天晚上的这个讲课。
So please come and put your mind the transcendental pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以欢迎大家一起来把我们的心就是系在 Krishna 的所从事的这些逍遥时光之中。
So last time, I was not able to finish the question, so we have some left out some question. So I will ask.
Yes. 上一次我们有三个问题没有回答，那我们就一个一个来哈。第一个问题是来自于Raja， 这个问题是如何知道自己的心中藏着卡利亚的品质，如何清除 ？OK, Maharaj, the first question is that how do we know, you know, the Kaliya's qualities in our own heart, and how to clear it, to how to get rid of it.
Yes, first we know about Kaliya, and this whole many classes we discuss the nature of Kaliya.
那其实我们已经有很多堂课都一直在谈这些品质，卡利亚的这些邪恶的品质。
So he's the personification of envy.
卡利亚他基本上就是嫉妒的人格化身。
Accept that.
Maharaj, the connection is not good. Connection is not good.
Oh, I have to close the video. Oh, Krishna. Yesterday was good. The day before yesterday.
Really?
now you can hear Hare Krishna?
Yes, yes, yeah, now can.
So, the previous class we discussed.How he was the personification of envy.
在上一堂课我们有谈到这个卡利亚，他如何，我们说他是所谓的嫉妒的人格化身。
So if we have that envy in our heart, so that should be take it out.
因此，如果我们检查自己。如果我们的心中也有这种卡利亚般的这种嫉妒的品质的话，我们应该要想办法把它清除。
Because envy is the root cause of our actually this envy make our character, make our personalities.Zero, more than zero. It will make us very degraded condition.
其实正是由于这个嫉妒的这种品质啊，嫉妒就是这种让我们就是我们的品格变得那么的低落，甚至于马哈拉吉说比零还要更糟的。更低落的这种愚昧的负面的品质的根源就是嫉妒这种东西。
So how we can recognize we have envy, and we know everyone who have experience. If something is the other's good things, we become envious. Even we think anything, but you cannot relate it because.That is envy.
Even if we think of what?
Even we see whatever things.
Yeah.
Then because the envy does not allow us to see good things, to think positive things.
那怎么去辨识一个人心中有这种基督的品质呢？最主要的特征，其实我们都有经验，就是我们容不下别人的好，我们根本没有办法忍受看到别人好，想到别人的好，我们心里就妒火中烧，无法忍受。
So, everyone, we have experienced that if our heart not happy, we're not feeling good towards other living entities, and it means something is there, something wrong in our heart, and that is the main thing, is that is the envy.
我们都知道，就是当我们的心觉得怪怪的，就是不快乐，就是没有办法去看到别人的好，看到别人的好就难受，那这意味着我们的心一定出了问题，肯定就是有潜藏着嫉妒的这种因子在，才会让我们的心这么的不快乐。
So, the remedy, because the lessons of Kaliya, we learn that how the envious people, envious person cannot remain in the dham, or cannot remain, because it is the lesson, and Krishna also come to this to give the lesson, give the punishment to them who have like that nature.
所以这个就是这一刻让我们卡利亚的教导，卡利亚的这个逍遥时光的这一刻教导我们，嫉妒这种品质是没有办法就是在圣地存留的，因此 Krishna 亲自来向我们展示这一刻，他就是来铲除卡利亚，意味着也是要铲除我们心中的这种嫉妒的这种品质，因为嫉妒跟神圣是不相容的。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur composed many songs about that, how the envious person, because he himself says, I am such a degraded person, when I see good things other persons, my heart become like polluted. Yeah, my heart become very dissatisfied. I'm very unhappy to see others' happiness.
那 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 事实上他在他的祈祷文中，其实他就提到了像卡利亚这样的一种品质，嫉妒的东西。他是说着，他叙说着他自己，他说，当我看到别人好的时候，看到别人快乐的时候，我的心就难受，就痛苦，就不快乐。
Actually, the envious person cannot see the happiness of their face.
事实上，一个嫉妒的人是受不了看到别人的笑脸。
So, when they see the other face happy, so they feel very bad. That's why they always make their plan how other people are become distressed.
嫉妒的人，嫉妒的人他是没有办法忍受看到别人灿烂的笑脸的，因此他们才会就是每当看到别人的好，他就做着就是计划着要如何去破坏。
So it is actually not our, it is not good for us, because you see, because we already discussed this thing in previous class, how we burn our heart to see others' goodness, others' happiness.
所以这种嫉妒呢，对我们是真的就是非常的不好，所以就是没有办法，就是看到别人的好，自己是难受的，所以这对我们相当的不利。我们应该要对别人的好感到欣喜雀跃才对。
So how to clear it? So second, she asks, what is that?
Yeah, the second part is how to clear, you know, how to get remove such kind of, you know, bad qualities.
Actually, we have to take it out. We have to remove it.Because if you cannot remove, then Krishna will give the punishment. Because Krishna gave the chance, Kaliya, to stay here in Vrindavan. And he was drinking Vrindavan, the Yamuna water. And he was staying in the highest place. But he cannot give up these envious things. He cannot give that.
So, Maharaj 教导我们无论如何这种卡利亚的邪恶品质嫉妒一定要去除彻底的清除干净否则最终一定会遭受惩罚的 Krishna 一定会借由惩罚来解决这个问题比方说像卡利亚 Krishna 给了他一个机会来到了 Vrindavan 的 Jamuna 河这边可是问题是他得到了这个机会可是他竟然还是没有办法就是在这个圣地中就是去除这样的邪恶品质然后反而是在这里就是十恶不作那所以就会遭受最后 Krishna 给他的这样的重击
So that's why Krishna said you cannot stay because I gave the opportunity to you So Krishna gave us opportunity So if you don't utilize it and don't clear itThe envy, no? If you don't want to take it out in your heart, so then Krishna will do. Finally, he will do. He will give the punishment.
所以 Krishna, 给了我们机会去清除我们心中的这种负面的这种品质。如果我们始终一再的忽略这件事情，忽略自己内在的这种不解嫉妒那么早晚如果我们不处理的话 Krishna 就会亲自处理他会透过各种方式来帮我们把这个可怕的品质给清除掉
It means we have to give up this
意味着我们必须要自己愿意放弃这样的品质
Like many things you have to give up in our lifeSo that means this is the like parable, no? It is like giveable. You have to give that. Give
like
up.
What?
Give up these things. Give up, no? Like.
Yeah. 我们必须要自己能够去放弃这种邪恶的品质。
So if you don't give up this thing, then.You will not be able to become good devotee. You will not be able to become Krishna consciousness.
如果我们没有办法就是去除这样的品质的话我们没有办法成为一个真正的奉献者我们没有办法稳处在 Krishna 知觉意识的状态之中。
So these are the things we have to give up. Like stool, we have to give up stool.You have to give up the union. So if you hold this thing in your heart, in your belly, you know, how long are you going to hold? And it will create a problem.
就像我们的身体有毒素有粪便这个尿液必须要排除就是要排除。如果我们该排除的东西不排除就像是有粪便在身体里面那身体一定要出问题的我们腹部一定会受不了
Okay
But Maharaj, her question is about how how to we know need to give up, but how to give up, how to remove.
So actually, Kunti Maharani giving very nice, na bhavas minute samana nam avidya kam karma bhi. How these are coming, all the if the envious, previously we discussed, envious means if you envy, then you have to glorify somebody. In this mouth, you have to glorify, in your mind, you have to glorify the devotee. You have, if it is devotee or if it is other person, you have to glorify, you have to see the good qualities.
Maharaji said, we will go back to the path. 如果我们对某个奉献者对别人有嫉妒的话，那么我们就用我们的嘴去荣耀他，好，我们去荣耀这个人，看他的好处，反其道而行，逆向操作，这样的话就能够帮助我们排除这种嫉妒感。
You have to take the vow, the intense, when you take the vow, no, I have to give up this.Put your mind, take your, like they say in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, take the suj or danda, no? Put your mind, oh, you have to give up this thing. The envy, you have to take it out. So this is because when you, this is all, everything will go away when actually you attract.When your mind will attract Krishna's form, qualities, when you hear and associate with devotee more and more, then because the heart, Mahaprabhu says, when heart will clean, cheto darpana marjanam. This is the process when you properly chant and properly hear the satsang, the katha, then it will automatically go away.Because as long as this envy, this thing in your heart, you cannot release the katha, cannot release the service, you will become not happy. First, you will not become happy.
对，嫉妒的品质早晚都一定要清除掉的。那Maharaji说还有一个方法，除了刚才讲的用嘴去荣耀说话，是荣耀这个我们嫉妒的对象，还有就是要有就是很严格的立誓，立誓让自己的心意牢牢的就是专注在我们要就是坚定的决心要排除这些负面的这种品质。那有一个方法可以真正的帮助我们，就是说以正面的方法，引进正面的方法来排除负面的东西。当我们越受 Krishna 的形象 Krishna 的品质所吸引的时候，当我们得到越来越多的奉献者的涟漪，不断的有在讲述 Krishna 的话题，当 Krishna 的话题在我们的心中就是扎根的时候，那么所有的这一切嫉妒的负面的品质它就会一扫而空。而一个心存嫉妒的人其实是没有办法真的去欣赏去想就是能够去感受 Krishna 的 Katha， 就是讲述 Krishna 的话题的美好。所以我们Maharaj 建议我们可以就是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他也是教导我们这样的方法，要让我们的心意能够专注，把我们的专注力放在 Krishna 的圣名形象品质这些他的逍遥时光中，在奉献者的涟漪之中，然后让清除这所有的不洁。
So actually when you give up this
Maharaj 那 Maharaj 还有讲到主的八训规中，他也有讲到就是这个起诵圣名这个运动Sankirtan 运动可以帮助我们试尽新年今年的继承这件事情。Sorry Maharaj.
So, as long as we keep this thing in our heart, will not become happy.
嗯，如果我们心中一直存有这种不洁、嫉妒的话，我们根本就快乐不起来。
And the soul eternal position is he should remain happy because he is the seeker of happiness, always search for happiness.
嗯，因为我们每一个生命呢，我们的本质是我们的本性就是快乐的永恒的快乐，所以我们的本质既然是快乐的，所以我们注定一定会去寻找快乐。
So it will be, so how to give up this means we have to more and more associate with the devotees, hear katha more and more. Although in the beginning we don't have interest to hear the katha because our mind is always go to sense gratification.
所以毛尔说第一点就是我们一定要多与奉献者联谊。然后多加的聆听 Krishna 的话题。那刚开始的时候，我们可能因为我们的心总是向往着感官享乐，所以我们对于这种高等的联谊、高等的话题可能不感兴趣。
So if you don't stop this, the sense gratification, so you cannot realize, you cannot cure, because this is a disease condition. When someone disease,someone has got the disease, so he always, everyone have experience. When you disease, when doctor says don't eat this, our mind always go, I'll eat this, I always this, do this. So this is the like, this is the sense gratification, the vishaya, the object of love is taking away our mind and senses.So how to control, how to bring our mind to Krishna consciousness, when you more and more you hear Krishna Katha, and when you more and more chant, although beginning it is not, you will not interest for that, but when you do sincerely, so it will come slowly, slowly, because thisthing will go away, slowly, slowly it will go away. Then you feel the happiness.
所以毛尔就说这个我们这个受条件限制的灵魂在这个物质存在中，我们有很强烈的感官享乐的这种倾向。但是感官享乐它就像是一个生病的人他生病了，医生交代说你不能吃这个，不能做这个，可是那个生病的人他就是很执着于，就是他就是那个习性，他就是想吃某一样东西，哪怕这个东西是被禁止的。但是问题是，如果我们还是不听医生的指示继续吃这个违禁品的话，那么我们的病怎么能好得起来呢？同样的，我们在这个物质生存中，我们就是一个生病的人，我们这么向往这种感官享乐，以至于我们没有办法真的去感受到 Krishna 的美好，没有办法去恢复对 Krishna 的爱。但是我们必须要透过好好的去练习，真诚的练习，耐心的练习，哪怕我们现在的状况根本对灵性根本就没有兴趣，但是我们还是必须要按照这个规范的原则去做，然后慢慢的放下让我们生病的这些坏习惯，这些感官享乐就像一个病人应该要放下这种对他的健康不利的饮食，这样才会有恢复生命力的希望。 Yes.
So it is Rupa Goswami mentionedWhen someone disease condition, someone become jaundice. So although the sugar candy, it is so nice, so sweet, but jaundice patient cannot take. When he will eat sugar candy, he feel it tops the rasanasya. So it is feel when he eat the sugar candy, he feel, oh, this is like bitter. But it is not bitter because it is because we are the condition. Condition soul and condition because we are the disease condition. That's why although Krishna's name, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastime is transcendental. But because we are conditioned by all these things, that's why we cannot taste it. When and what is the remedy? How to cure it? When you continuously take sugar candy, continuously chant, continuously you read, continuously you remember, continuously attend the class, the program, satsang, then slowly, slowly it go away. If the bad thing, it go away. Then when you cure, that's why Bhagavad Gita Krishna said, Lavate Brahma Nirvanam Rishaya Khilakal Vasasui Transparent.
Okay. Rupa Goswami 告诉我们，给了我们一个很好的比喻来帮助我们了解我们现在身处的这种物质的疾病。他就像说，就像是一个黄疸病，有黄疸病的人。那黄疸病的人，他吃冰糖，他吃到的这个冰糖的味道不是甜的，而是苦的。但是尽管就是这个冰糖虽然是苦的，可是如果就是既然患了黄疸病，他就必须要借由冰糖这样的东西来当做一种药才可以治疗他的黄疸病。因此虽然黄疸病的人吃冰糖是苦的，刚开始吃是苦的，但是一次又一次的耐心的就是再吃再吃，最终这个苦味就会逐渐的就是转化为甘美的甜的味道。同样的，我们在物质的生存中，我们的状态真的也就是这样子。我们现在得到了这种物质的疾病，我们这么向往这种感官享乐，我们对于灵性的主题，对于灵性的谈论 Krishna 的话题，我们根本就都没有兴趣，没有滋味，觉得听起来太乏味了，太苦了，太沉闷了，没有感觉。但是如果我们能够耐着性子好好的继续的就是做这个灵性的这个练一些练习那么逐渐的我们就会恢复这个对 Krishna 的这种逍遥时光的这种品味对于 Krishna 的圣名的品味对于 Krishna 的话题的品味我们就会对所有的灵性的事物恢复我们原始的纯净的那种感受知觉而不会觉得它是就是 没有趣味的。没有趣味是因为我们现在身染这种物质的疾病，因此现在接触灵性的东西反而觉得是苦的。但是我们一定要给自己就是耐心的继续走下去，这样子我们终究就能够了解灵性的原始的灵性的状态是如此的甜美。Maharaj?
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Something wrong?
I don't know something went out. You can hear?
Yes.
Okay.
If you can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear.
Okay.
So, is you okay?
Yes.所以这个问题 Maharaj 基本上已经回答得很清楚。我们现在进入下一个问题。这个问题是 Dong Ji Han。Maharaj 总觉得自己不能控制自己的惰性，不能总是想着服务，但又特别想去除物质的痛苦。该怎么去做呢？ Maharaj, the second question is that I have trouble.Controlling my own inertia, control my laziness, and I cannot think of service all the time. But at the same time, I really want to relieve myself from the material suffering. So please guide me what to do. Maharaj, do you understand the question?
First, he has the laziness, huh?
He said, I cannot control my laziness, yes. but I cannot think of service all the time, but I really want to get rid of the suffering in the material world. I really want to free myself from the miserable situation. So what to do?
So we all, everyone, we want to get rid of this material world.
我们每个人都很想摆脱这个物质世界。
Someone accepts, someone does not accept.
Oh, Maharaj, you say not all the people want to get rid of material world? Some people accept, some people...
Someone accepts, someone does not accept.
Accept what?
Accept means, oh, I am lazy,
no.
I am confused. Like, he himself accepts. Sometimes they do not accept, no, I am okay, I am best, I am
good. Maharaj 的意思是，他是说，人是这样子，有些时候他可以接受自己是懒惰的，有些时候他是不能够接受说自己是懒惰的。
It is good when someone accepts in front of Lord, I am lazy, I am crazy, I am this, I am that. It is good, Lord know this thing. And also we accept that.
那 Maharaj 说一个人如果能够坦诚地面对自己的懒惰，在主的面前承认自己的弱点，接受自己这种状态，然后这是好的，这是好事。
But it does not mean we accept only, we say in our tongue and we say our things, oh I am like this, I am like that, but we are not active or do something. We are not active, no? We are not willing to do something. Yeah, we accept that we are lazy, we are crazy, but how you become good?
就是哪怕说，也许有人就是接受自己，哦，对啊，我很疯狂，我很懒惰，等等。但是如果一直都只是知道自己这样，可是都没有去改善的话，那又怎么能够调整呢？
If we have power, if we have some energy to do, so if you don't have power, if you don't have energy to do, so Krishna can take care. But if we have something, so we have to utilize it, do something, start something, so Krishna will help us.
天助自助者也。其实每一个人或多或少都有一定的力量，还有能量这种东西。除非我们愿意把自己的拥有的这种力量，我们所被赋予的这种力量，用来就是对治自己的这种问题弱点的，除非我们愿意。好，否则的话 Krishna 又怎么能帮助我们呢？我们必须要先帮助自己，愿意把自己的力量用来处理这些问题。
Like simultaneously we are accept we are lazy or we have this thing, but simultaneously we want to get rid of this material world. So how it can happen?
不然的话，一个人说自己很懒惰，但是同时他又不想做一些事情来帮助自己从这个物质的存在的痛苦中解脱出来，那这个东西是有矛盾的，既不肯改变，但是又想得到好结果，这怎么可能呢？
And also we cannot take the excuse onlyExcuse, no, okay, this thing I cannot do. But excuse cannot make us free from this material entanglement.
那我们不能给自己找借口，说啊，我做不到，我这个没办法。如果我们总是给自己借口推脱的话，我们到底又要如何帮助自己从这个物质的 存在中物质的捆绑中解脱出来呢？我们没有办法，我们没有办法只是一直讲借口，然后找借口就可以帮助自己达到自己想要达到的这个目标的。
So Rupa Goswami give little example. Uscha, Nishya, Dharya, the three things, enthusiasm, essence, and determination. If you have three things, you can get our goal. We can get our destination.
这个 Rupa Goswami 他讲到了，如果我们想要达到我们的目标，生命的最究竟的目标的话，我们肯定需要三件事情才能达成。第一件事情就是我们要有相当的热情，第二件事情是耐心，第三件事情是决心。所以要有热情、耐心跟决心，我们才有办法达成目标。
So, if we are accept, yes, good, you accept, okay, I am that what type of quality I have. But if we start, okay, please, Krishna, although I have these bad qualities, but I want to free from this, please help me. So Krishna immediately help you, immediately help. When you one step you go forward, Krishna will come to 10 steps. Prabhupada always says, Bhagavata says, all the our literature says, all the Vedic knowledge says this thing. When you go towards Krishna one step, Krishna will come 10 steps towards us.
所以当首先我们发现自己的弱点，比方说如果是觉得自己是懒惰的时候，我们应该要谦卑的向 Krishna 祈祷，我们请求，无助的请求他的帮助，帮助我们能够去除这样的问题。那所有的启示经典，所有的前辈的灵性导师释迦牟尼，所有的这些圣者都说同样的一件事，当我们愿意向 Krishna 走向一步的时候， Krishna 会奔向我们十步。所以我们应该要从自己自身做起，要愿意去改变。
OK，
这样子可以吗？好，好。第三个问题是来自于Lila Kishori Mataji， Hare Krishna， 感恩 Maharaj 的讲课。我们该如何分辨奉献者身上的恶魔的品质呢？如果看到有的奉献者有这种恶魔的品质，我们该怎么做才能既保护好自己，又不至于造成冒犯呢？ OK， The third question is from Lila Kishori Mataji. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for Maharaj's lecture. How can we distinguish the demoniac qualities in devotees? If we see some devotees' demoniac qualities, what should we do to protect ourselves and at the same time not to commit offenses? Maharaj?
Yes, it is a very important question, very crucial question.
这是一个非常非常重要的一个问题。
So many, many people, even Kali Yuga, this age of Kali, many people, they take the dress of sadhus, this dress of devotee, they become devotees. But they are not devotee, they are like demon.
这个在卡利年代呢，其实有的人披着奉献者的衣服，就像披着袈裟，可是事实上他们根本不是圣者，不是奉献者，而是恶魔。
Actually if we do proper devotional service and we can recognize immediately those who are demonic devotee, no, those who have only put the cloth, only put dress, but the nature is still there in divinic nature.
如果我们很好的就是从事这个奉爱服务的话，我们就能够有力量可以去分辨哪些人是就是披着这种袈裟的恶魔穿着奉献者服装的恶魔，那是虽然他们穿着奉献者的服装，但是事实上他们内在的品质还是恶魔的品质。
But they cannot remain all the time, because like Kaliya, he cannot remain all the time. He, something Krishna arranges, either he has to give up that nature, or everyone will, because it will be plus, everyone will know, oh, he is like this. So everyone will avoid him. Everyone will be...notice, yeah, he is like that. So everyone to avoid them, to him, no? Don't associate them, don't associate him, and they give the distance, no? The devotee will keep the distance to him, to her, no? Whoever.
事实上这样的这种就是表面是奉献者，可是事实上里面是恶魔的品质的状况的人，这样的状况其实也没有办法一直持续下去的，就像卡利亚，早晚他也会被 Krishna 惩罚的，被赶出这个 Vrindavan， 赶出 Jamuna 河。那所以这种恶魔的品质的人是早早晚晚都一定会揭露的，因为这种恶魔的品质是纸包不住火的，就是一定会被人家注意到。那因此我们应该跟这样的人保持适当的距离，不要跟这样的人联谊。
So we have to very careful for these type of devotees. You have to keep distance to from them.
所以我们要很小心这样的有恶魔品质的这种奉献者，我们要伪装的奉献者，我们要非常小心，要懂得跟他保持距离。
And they cannot remain all the time like this, because something will, because the fake devotee, the truth will come. So fake devotee cannot remain all the time like this.
而这种伪装的奉献者是没有办法，就是继续下去的，因为真理昭然若揭，就是早晚就是一定会揭露这些丑态的，人们一定会看到的。
Either they will Krishna will change their mind, or they will change themselves, because Krishna will change, or not, so they have to get out way, you know, they have to leave their place, you know.So the Krishna will make the situation, they have to give up that things. Or they have to give up society.
所以 Krishna, 不是 Krishna, 就是会帮助他们就是改变这种恶魔的品质，要不然就是他们自己也要就是努力去改变。如果不改变的话，那么的话其实是没有办法继续在奉献者的圈子里混下去的，是混不下去的。所以如果就是内心没有改变的话， Krishna 也会做出一些安排，可能会让这样的人就是离开我们的社团。所以唯一的办法就是必须要从内在去调整改变。
Is it okay? I'll
这样子可以吗？Yes, and but he mentioned something. He said at the same time, we need to protect ourselves. As Maharaj said, need to keep some distance, but he said not to commit offenses. Not to commit offenses, Maharaj. You want to say something about the offense?
Yes, actually, real devotee, those who are devotees, they don't commit sinful the offense to anybody, because the devotee, even animal, even whoever, so they don't commit any offense to anybody. So this is the devotee nature. That's why Mahaprabhu said, "Pranada Pish nature, give to respect to everyone." So, to fake devotee, a real devotee, or not devotees, that is our the Vaishnava nature is we give to everybody. We give to everyone. We give them to respect and our love and our all our
concern.
Good wishes. Yes.
Okay, I understand. 那 Maharaj 的意思说，一个真正的奉献者自然就不会去冒犯其他的生物体，不管他是对崇高的人，跟我们平等的人，或者是其他的那些动物的那些生物，我们自然会对所有的不分高低贵贱，所有的人都会予以适当的尊重、爱还有关怀，都是一律的平等的对待，所以重点是，就是一个真正的奉献者，他的心态，我们要去培养这样的心态。有了这样的心态，自然就不会去冒犯。
Like devotee also pray for Krishna, please make him devotee good devotee. We can also pray for Krishna for him, for her, make him good devotee, so he can serve Krishna nicely.
对，就像奉献者会为其他的奉献者祈祷，祈求说，另外一个奉献者也能够，就是，能够成为一个好的奉献者，请求 Krishna 帮助这些奉献者能够成为好的奉献者，所以就是心态上基本上都是希望别人好，
So like Kaliya.Kaliya, sometimes Krishna also ride Kaliya back. Kaliya can also go very fast, like a Garuda.
就像那个卡利亚，他有些时候他也能够跑得很快，就像那个 Garuda, 他的速度是非常快的，敏捷。
So it is mentioned someplace, Kaliya also sometimes take the Krishna in his back, somewhere Krishna wants to go, sometimes also.So this is the service. When Kaliya become pure, he become pure, then he can also do the service. So when we can also pray for others. Okay, Krishna, please make them good devotee.
所以 Maharaj 为了解释，我们应该要为奉献者祈祷，为那些内心有状况的邪恶的，甚至于是觉得有恶魔品质的奉献者，也可以为他们祈祷。就像卡利亚他其实他是很敏捷的，他有时候都会追上 Krishna, 就是他们在战斗的时候，那表示说卡利亚其实他是很有能力的。一旦卡利亚只要被净化的话，他肯定就是能够成为一个很好的奉献者，来为 Krishna 做服务。同样的，虽然有恶魔品质的奉献者，只要能够清除他内心的这种污染、恶魔的品质的话，他们也是一样可以为 Krishna 做服务的。
OK,
这样可以吗？Yes, Maharaj.
OK, so it is almost 1 hour finished. So we'll start.Some katha.
Yes, Maharaj.
So this is the today, because last time we discussed how Kaliya was, Krishna was Dhyan's the head of Kalia, and Kalia was completely completely smashed, and he feel that, oh, I actually, he was thinking, I am the so much power I have, I can do anything, but in front of Krishna's power, so no one can remain how long, because he is the Sarvashaktima, he is the supreme powerful. So in front of him, Kaliya felt that, oh, actually I am very insignificant in front of him, and he feel, yeah, he is the supreme.
在上一堂课我们讲到了，就是卡利亚本来他是很以自己的力量就是为傲的，他觉得他自己拥有巨大的力量，但是在至尊的力量 Krishna 的面前，他却就是见识到了自己其实是一无是处，自己是非常的微不足道的。所以当 Krishna 就是踩在他的就舌头上的时候，把它踩碎的时候，卡利亚完全的就是俯首称臣，他完全知道自己真的是那么的微不足道，所以他就是臣服于 Krishna。
So those who were actually in that condition, those who good people, and when they get this punishment like thisThe impediment comes their life, so they can understand, they can think, oh, this is good for me because it smashes my ahankar, smashes my envy, smashes my material desire. So they can progress in the spiritual life, and they they can appreciate to the Lord. Oh, Lord, you did nicely. You give me punishment. This is the first sloka Nagapatani, they are praying to the Lord. After thinking this, when the condition of mind, because Nagapatani, the wife of Kaliya, when they understood the Kaliya's mind, oh, now Kaliya completely surrendered in his mind, then the Nagapatani, they started to pray to Lord Krishna. Sorry, it is
a bit long. Yeah, I understand. 在这个物质生存中，那些虔诚善良的人，当他们遭受了这种所谓的这种惩罚的时候，就是他们的内心的骄傲、嫉妒或者物质欲望被粉碎的时候，他们就能够去接受这样的惩罚，其实是一种仁慈，是帮助他们就是前进，帮助他们取得进步的一种仁慈，所以他们能够去欣赏就是 Krishna 给予的这样的惩罚。而当时卡利亚的这个妻子们 Nagapatni 他们真的能够感受到卡利亚他的心中他已经向 Krishna 就是臣服了的这种心态了，所以他们就开始向 Krishna 祈祷。
So then Krishna, so then Nagapatani, because they are the wife of Kaliya, and they because they are the devotee of Krishna.And that's why Krishna give the forgiveness to Kaliya.
那卡利亚的妻子们Nagapatni他们开始向 Krishna 祈祷，因为他们是 Krishna 的奉献者，就是卡利亚的妻子们是 Krishna 的奉献者，所以 Krishna 就原谅了这个卡利亚。
So he first sloka he mentioned how nyayo hi danda krita kil visa asmin tavavataram khalanigrahaya. So Shiva is offering the prayer, oh Krishna, you give the punishment because you descend this material world to establish the religious principle, and also you came here to give the punishment those who are actually khalanigraha, those who are the envious people. Khala means envious. It is they are saying, they are accepting, because our husband, he was great khala, was great offender, he was great miscreant, great envious. So you came one of the purpose to give the punishment to like these people.
Mm-hmm. 所以卡利亚舍的妻子们就这样祈祷。他们就是在说，就是在荣耀这个 Krishna， 他化身降临在这个世界上。他说事实上 Krishna 降临除了重建宗教原则之外，其实也是为了要就是去惩罚这些像卡利亚这样心怀恶意的残酷之人。那 Maharaj 用了一个字叫 Kala， 就是在这节诗里头出现了一个梵文字 Kala， 就是说是一种嫉妒的冒犯者这种头号的这种坏蛋。就是所以 Krishna 显现其实也是为了要去给这样的这种嫉妒的人，心怀恶意的人，给他们一点教训，这样。所以尽管 Krishna 是如此的公平的对待所有的生命对待敌人和自己的孩子，但是最终是为了他们的好才采取这样的一种惩罚。
But you came here to give the punishment, but it looks like you are giving the punishment, but it is the khala nigrahaya. Khala nigrahaya means the meaning, means actually the punishment is the actually benefit for that person or that living entities. Actually it looks like punishment, but actually it is the mercy.
对，那最后的诗句里面讲到，就是当 Krishna 他在惩罚一个生物体的时候，事实上他是为了他好，也就是说其实这个惩罚本身它就是一种仁慈的展现。
That's why it says thus, dhatse damam phalam eva anusansam. It's actually in the living entity, you know it to be for his ultimate benefit, because Krishna knows the living entity's ultimate, what is the ultimate benefit for them.
因为 Krishna 是那个知道什么终究对我们好的东西是什么， Krishna 完美的知道所有的一切，他知道什么对我们最好，因此 Krishna 知道怎么对待每一个生物体，所以当他哪怕是在惩罚一个生物体的时候，事实上 Krishna 他的目的是为了给他仁慈， 是给他好处。
So further he mentioned how the Krishna is give the mercy to the Kaliya.
所以首先我们要知道，其实 Krishna 其实是透过惩罚来把仁慈给予卡利亚。
So how then second sloka hi anugraha vayam bhavatah kutohino.Dando asata te khalu kalma sapaham. So that's why he says, ya danda sukatva mapusya dehina krodhava pite anugraha eva sambhata. So what you have done here in actually mercy for us, since the punishment you give to the wicked certain certainly this Kaliya, because all their contamination. So whatever you did, because this condition soul, because they are contaminated by many things. So that's why you and Kaliya has that, because Kaliya itself, he is cruel, and also got the body of a serpent.
Now, Kaliya 的妻子她继续说，那她赞扬 Krishna 说，您在此所做的一切其实是对我们的人一种仁慈，因为您对邪恶之徒所给予的惩罚其无疑可以清除他们的一切污染。我们知道毫无疑问的，我们受条件限制的灵魂，那像卡利亚就是他，这是一个就是恶魔品质的代表，就是他是那么的残酷，而且他就是接受了这个蛇的投生为蛇，我们就知道说他拥有多少的内心，拥有多少的这种不净，多少的污染。所以 Krishna 为了要清除这所有的一切污染，所以他必须透过对他的一种惩罚来帮助他。
So actually, the serpent, the body of serpent, she is saying it is not a good body. This is tamagun body. This is very ignorance body. And because those who take the body of a serpent, they are actually they did so much sinful activity there previously. That's why they got the sinful. So this the serpent body.
那得到蛇的身体啊，这就是一个极度的愚昧的一种表现。一个人一定是从事了非常非常多的罪恶活动，才会投生为一条蛇。
So then he mentioned how he's very nicely there glorifying Lord. Although,He got that serpent body and that very bad, cruel body, but he got your mercy, because the mercy you gave him, because how he can sin so sinful person, because he got your lotus feet, direct touch your lotus feet.
接下来卡利亚的妻子就在说了，尽管投身为这么低等的物种，一条蛇，这么罪恶，这么愚昧，这么愤怒，可是竟然不可思议的，卡利亚竟然得到了 Krishna 的莲花足的碰触，这真的是太不可思议了。
So that's why in 35 verses, tapa sutaptam kimanena purvam nirastamanena chamanadenamDharmo athava sarvajananukampaya yato bhavastu syati sarvajiva. So he was the Nagapatani there glorifying. Did our husband carefully perform austerity in a previous life? The question mark. So they are saying how tapasutapta, what tapasya, what austerity he did, because to...get Krishna's lotus feet in head, the touch, direct touch, it is not easy. It is not easy things. Who has got that direct touch means he did some tapasya in his previous life.
因为得到了 Krishna 的莲花足的碰触，莲花足的尘土的碰触，这根本真的不是一件普通的事情，这是不可思议的幸运。就是所以这个卡利亚的妻子就说，难道是我们的丈夫在他前世曾经充满敬意的从事了在他前世就是从事了巨大的苦行吗？
So they are glorifying who can get the lotus feet of Krishna. See, because herself Lakshmi Devi, she was doing so much austerity. It is very difficult to get Krishna's lotus feet. How this person, this cruel and very envious person got that much, that mercy. They are completely astonished. They are completely like shock.
所以卡利亚舍的妻子也在这个祈祷文中表示了他们的这种震撼，这种惊讶不已。像卡利亚如此残酷，如此嫉妒的生物体呢，竟然能够得到连幸运女神都必须要透过这种苦修，用漫长的时间苦行，那才能够就是祈求得到的这种得到被 Krishna 的莲花族上的尘土碰触的这种好运。那他们很惊奇，卡利亚他是如何得到的呢？得到这样的鸿运呢？
So now they are recounting, they are remembering how someone can attain the lotus feet of Krishna. So then he was there residing this verse, Nanaka Prishtam Nachaparamashtam.Na sarvabhauma, na paramestam, na sadhipatyam, na yoga siddhira punarbhavavavan chayanti yat padra jat prapanna. So this is also similar verse also mentioned, the Vrtasura, he also prayed like that. So similar way, the Nagapatani, they are also praying, this, who can attain that lotus feet of Krishna, those who are completely,free from this designation. Those who have attained that lust, they are never hunter for kingship of heaven, limitless sovereignty, sarvabhauma, the position of Brahma, or rulership over the earth. So these are not interested. Those who are actually not interested for this, they can attain that.
Maharaj, you mentioned what's the similar prayer? Who's similar prayer?
Vrtasura. That one demon, big demon who has fight with in the heaven, the Indra, you know, Vrtasura. It is in a. Fourth canto or fifth canto, it is the similar verse. It is mentioned the Vrtasura. He spoke that verse. Vrtasura, no?
Vrtasura.
Vrtasura.
Vrtasura. 他也曾经有在《圣典薄伽瓦坛》第四篇也有一同样类似的一节祈祷。就是像卡利亚的妻子所献上的祈祷一样的，那这个祈祷的内容是这样：那些得到您莲花足上尘土的人，永远不渴望天堂王权、无限的君权、Brahma 的地位或者统治地球的职权，他们甚至对瑜伽神通或解脱本身都失去了兴趣。Yes, Maharaj.
So this way, they actually pray many verses. So, actually, I don't want to go by one, but it is how they are, because Kaliya was so fortunate because.His wife are devotees.
那因为卡利亚的妻子的就是祈祷其实有很多的师姐，我们没有打算一节一节的讲完。但是基本上我们知道，因为卡利亚有了这个 他的妻子们是 Krishna 的奉献者，这么虔诚的奉献者，因此其实卡利亚是极为幸运的。
So he, many ways is actually they are offering because the Kaliya wife are devotee and he knows and Krishna also did the mercy to Kaliya and for devotee they know the essence of the Shastras.
那就是卡利亚的妻子因为是 Krishna 的奉献者，所以他们用各种的方式来荣耀 Krishna， 他们了解这些经典的要义啊。那因此事实上 Krishna 也透过了这些就是卡利亚的妻子所献上的这些祈祷，那 Krishna 也感到很满意，他也给了卡利亚，最后也给卡利亚仁慈。
So in 44 verse, he also very beautiful verse, they spoke that Namaha Pramana Mulaya Kavaya Shastra Yunaya Pravrutaya Nivrutaya Nigamaya Namo Namah. So he said, we offer our respectful obeisances again and again to you, who are the basis of authoritative evidence, the Pramana. Namaha Pramana Mulaya. Pramana means the evidence.We are giving our respectful obeisances because these are all the shastric, the evidence, the authority. Krishna is the highest authority.
那这节诗就是卡利亚的妻子他们说，我们一次又一次的向您质疑我们的顶拜，您是所有的就是经典的这种证据的主要的这个部分，你是所有的一切的权威的证据，
So he mentioned how Krishna is the lifetime author, ultimate author, you know.
Ultimate the, what?
Ultimate author, you know, author.
Author, oh, I see. 那他说他是所有的最终的这个最终究的这个作者。
And how they give the evidence for Pramana, all the Shastras, how the Shastras give you the evidence, the form of Vyasadevas, and because you are the everything.
因为 Krishna 他是Krishna 是 Brahma. Maharaj, you say Brahma or Brahman?
No, Krishna, how? Krishna, Pramana, that is the Pramana. Pramana means evidence.
I see.
Evidence, the knowledge coming from this Sruti Pramana. Sruti Pramana means the Sabda Brahma, because the hearing the process, no? That is the Pramana.
所以这节诗里面Krishna 他就不是就是卡利亚的妻子就讲到说荣耀 Krishna 他是所有的伟大的这个权威的证据Praman 他是所有的权威的证据 Praman 然后也是所有的就是所有的这个启示经典的最初的来源它是那个最原初的这个源头它是所有的一切的源头
So actually Krishna gave the absolute truth the knowledge the heart of Brahma heart of Narada so many heart of Vyasadev so that's because who can understand him because he himself gave this knowledge the true knowledge to them
那些伟大的人物像 Vyasadeva Maharaj you mentioned Vyasadeva and who else
Brahma Narada
Brahma Narada Vyasadeva 其实他们所有的一切的知识都是由 Krishna 向他们揭示的
So that's why because the Nagapattinaya are glorifying how Krishna is, because he is absolute truth, he is ultimately everything, because he is giving the knowledge. So through the knowledge, someone can go back home, back to Godhead.
所以卡利亚的妻子就是在荣耀，就是Krishna, 说他是所有的一切，他是所有的say Krishna is everything, Krishna is the 最终是 ultimate author. You mentioned ultimate what?
Ultimate authority, ultimate goal, everything is
knowledge. 他是绝对真理，他是最终的终究的目标，最究竟的知识。那因此就是所有的一切都是来自于 Krishna。因此，那既然所有的一切，包括知识，都是来自于 Krishna， 那么就是因此，我们也是必须透过这些最终究的知识，才能够回到 Krishna 身边啊。所以他们就是在荣耀 Krishna。
So then they are because this way, last they mention how our husband is.He is the aparadhi. Aparadhi means he is the offender.
所以这个卡利亚的妻子，她就说明了自己的丈夫卡利亚是一个冒犯者。
He did a big offense.
他犯下了一个巨大的冒犯。
Not only the lotus feet of Lord, he did all offense. He did also because Lord.From if someone do directly offense to Lord, sometimes forgive. But he did offense to cow, the devotee, because Krishna is devotee, covered by their devotees, cows, their devotee, all the inhabitants of Braj, they are the devotee, they are the devotee of Lord, and because he also did offense towards them.
我们说卡利亚他是一个巨大的冒犯者，因为他冒犯的不只是主 Krishna 的莲花族，更可怕的是他犯下了各种对奉献者的冒犯。因为 Krishna 可以忍受人们直接冒犯他，却没有办法忍受有人冒犯他的奉献者。而 Vrindavan 的这些居民，包括这些牧牛童、这些母牛，全部都是主 Krishna 挚爱的奉献者。卡利亚对他们也造成了冒犯，因此 Krishna 无法忍受。
So、that's why they mention all the wife of Kaliya Nagapattini. He said, "Oh, aparadha sukrutha bharta sodhavyam so prajaptam. Please forgive this Kaliya, his great offender, and because he's like your son, and because our foolish husband, because Kaliya, they accept this as yes, this is foolish, our fool husband, foolish husband did the offense, please forgive him like someone foolish son, so like that you just forgive him.
所以卡利亚的妻子就真诚的透过这些祈祷来请求 Krishna 原谅卡利亚。他说我们这个请你原谅我们这个愚蠢的丈夫卡利亚。那就请求你就像是容忍你的孩子对你的冒犯一样的来就是容忍原谅这个卡利亚对您所做的冒犯。
So he says, actually, they says they don't know you. Actually, he don't know you, your potency. So, so he such a big offense. So please forgive him. So this is the devotee. When devotee asks the Lord, please forgive him, please give mercy. So Krishna, because Krishna is bound by the devotee love.
可是呢，事实上他是被奉献者的爱所捆绑的，所以事实上奉献者，当奉献者就像卡利亚的妻子，就是奉献者，他们这么真诚地向 Krishna 祈祷，请求原谅他们愚蠢的丈夫卡利亚的时候， Krishna 就立刻就是原谅了这个卡利亚。那因为卡利亚他就是不知道 Krishna 的这种力量所在，所以才会犯下这种愚蠢的这种冒犯。
So it is mentioned how the in Vaishnava, many Vaishnava, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and also Narottam Das Thakur wrote this bhajan. Vaishnavira Nivadane Krishna Dayamaya Ehena Pamara Prati Habina Sadaya. So when the devotee, the Vaishnava, prayer to Krishna, Vaishnava Nivedana, when the Vaishnava prayer to Krishna and say, please, forgive this, so Krishna can hear this, the Vaishnava's prayer. That's why when some Vaishnava pray, that's a Vaishnava Nivedan. So because Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I am actually offender, I am the lower of the lowest. So he says, Ehena Pamar, this sinful person, Krishna can give them mercy. Because Vaishnava, some Vaishnava recommend, okay, please forgive me. So this is the how we can get the mercy. This is the Siddhanta, and this is the way to achieve the Krishna's mercy.
So Maharaj 说，这就是我们向Bhaktivinoda Thakur 或是 Narottam Das Thakur 他们所写的这个祈祷文来学习，怎么样去得到这个 Siddhanta， 去用这个方法去得到Krishna 的这个仁慈的方法，就是像在他们的祈祷文中，他们就会无助的哭喊，我是最大的冒犯者，我是最低等最低贱的人中 的人中最低贱的那一个，我请求您仁慈的对待我，请求你原谅我所犯下的所有的罪行。当一个人如此诚恳谦卑无助的哭喊的时候， Krishna 会听到我们的这种无助的这种呼喊，这种真诚的祈祷，如此我们就能够得到 Krishna 所给予我们的仁慈，拯救我们。
So immediately Krishna was, because he was top of Kaliya good, because Krishna was so much weight, so he cannot bear. He was just giving up his life, you know. So, but when the wife of Kaliya, they pray to Krishna, so Krishna, immediately he jumped from Kaliya hood to down, then he stand before Kaliya and the wife.
那因为 Krishna 他是踩在卡利亚的这个身上，Krishna 的重量压着他，已经是几乎就卡利亚蛇就几乎就是要一命呜呼了，他所有的生命之气都瞬间都在消减。那所以这个时候，由于卡利亚的妻子们这种真诚的热切的祈祷，因此 Krishna 就把他从卡利亚蛇，本来卡利亚蛇是完全动也无法移动的，但是 Krishna 就是挪开了他的莲花足，就站在卡利亚蛇跟卡利亚蛇的妻子们的中间，就是让他恢复他的这种松开的他。
So maybe I was thinking today I will finish the Kaliya also, he also prayers.
Yeah.
He also four sloka Kaliya was praying to Lord, not only four slokas.
Yes.
But maybe
keep it next time, please. Yes.
Yes. Too much.
Yeah. Yeah. No problem. Yeah.
Yes. next time we can, if anybody has any question, so if anybody has any comment, so we can discuss a little bit, five minutes at the end.
Okay, Dingbai, Maharaj, Dingbai 翻译，请问为什么罪恶最重的是投身为蛇，而不是别的什么动物呢？感恩 Hare Krishna. Maharaj, this is from Pushpa Sara Mataji. He said, my obeisances to Maharaj and translator. I would like to know why, you know, those who are most sinful will take birth, you know, in a snake's body, not other animals.
It is a good question.
这是一个好问题。
The snake body is very envious body. You know, snake. Sometimes snake, you don't do anything. Snake come and bite you.
我们都知道。
Those are very aggressive snake. In India, we have. Krishna.
Maharaj, what did you say?
I
heard that you say snake is very envious. Even if you didn't do anything, he will bite you.
Yes, because in India, those were very poisonous snakes. So you don't do anything. Just if you see the snake will see you, immediately he will run after you to bite you. He's so envious.
为什么投身为蛇？马拉里说，因为这个蛇呢，生性真的很嫉妒，很可怕。有些时候你根本就没有对它做什么，它也会攻击你的。他说，在印度有很多这种毒蛇，当毒蛇一旦看见你的时候，看见人的时候，你根本就没有做什么，可是它就开始追赶你，它就是要攻击你。所以他说，蛇真的是非常罪恶、非常嫉妒的生物体。
That's why it is a very envious body.
But he cannot tolerate.
The serpent cannot tolerate anyone person. Because anyone pass or anyone do something, so even they could not do anything to, they could not harm to the serpent. But without any cause, sometimes serpent come and bite.
所以对这个蛇要真的非常小心，尽管我们根本就无意去伤害它，也没有对它做出任何的这种伤害或攻击，可是它就是没有缘故的，就是要攻击人。
So that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say this: when those who are envious person, when they will die, they will become a snake.
这就是为什么这个 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 说，那些最罪恶的人，最嫉妒的人，他们死后会投生为蛇，投生在蛇的身体中。
That's why sometimes they kill the snake.
You say he?
They sometimes people the when they will see the snake in India, they immediately kill.
Okay. 这就是为什么在印度人们看到蛇的时候，就会立刻去杀死那个蛇的原因。
So this is not a good body. This is very envious body.
所以蛇的身体真的是很可怕，这个是很嫉妒的生物体。
But I don't know in China what is the propaganda. But in India, any poisonous snake, if you don't do anything, but sometimes the baby they sleep, and the snake will come and bite. They die. And sometimes the sleeping condition, sometimes the snake will come and bite to them.
我不知道中国的状况怎么样。再次在印度，有些小 baby 在睡觉，可是就是莫名其妙就蛇就来咬它，就咬死了。有人在睡在睡梦中，然后就遭受蛇的攻击，就咬死了。这种事情是 就是发会发生的。
Even they can remember many birth time. He killed my son or my daughter, and they will kill. It is so revengeous. So they can even to after two lifetime they take the revenge in their mind and they saw this person immediately they will kill. Either this son, boy, baby, they will kill.
Why kill the baby, the son?
Because they are envious. Because maybe other previous life they did something wrong to them, to misbehavior, no?
Oh,
and they
oh, I see. 那这个蛇的这种嫉妒、这种憎恨的这种特质很可怕。他们就是会潜藏在他们的这种印记里面。所以如果我们曾经对某一个人做了一个有不当的行为，但是因为他们的生性的嗔恨心很重，所以他们就是即便哪一世投生为蛇来攻击还不够，他可能还下一生还继续带着这个印记，甚至于继续去杀死这个就是冒犯他的人啊，就是他的孩子什么的。
Not ordinary snake. In India, ordinary snake, those are not poisonous. Those are poisonous snake. They are very dangerous.
那尤其是在印度的那种毒蛇是真的是非常危险的，他们真的很致命的。
But I don't know what is the concept in China and the snake. I don't know that.
但是我不知道中国对蛇的概念是的感觉是怎么样。The same, Maharaj. Maharaj, the same. The image of snake, yeah. It's envious and very revengeful, as you say. 就是报复心很重，蛇的那种报复心很重，嗔恨心很重的。
So that's why it is mentioned that if someone...very revengeful, very envious, you will get the body of serpent.
所以那种很嫉妒、报复心很强的人，他们就会投生为蛇。
You okay?
Yes. Yes.
Anything else?
还有吗？还有人有问题吗？Maharaj?
Okay.
Maharaj, you still have class. So it's time?
Yes, I have class. That's why I have it.
Time to go. Yes. I know.
Okay, thank you.
谢谢大家。谢谢大家的参与。Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.
Asita Krishna Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.